Drew's attention shifted to the conversation. "I'm telling you, Sandy, he changed something." He leaned forward and clasped his hands, tension gripping his stomach with a vice hold. "And not for the better."
"Nick wouldn't do anything crazy or dangerous, Drew." Piper's sullen expression begged validation from both of them.
"Piffle. He's been talking about the idea for months. Despite my warnings, Nick believes that if Robin Lacey survived a shift through time, he could go back and save Carla's life."
"Carly Drew. His girlfriend's name was Carly."
Piper sat back with a thud.
"Carly, then. But that's not the point. He's a loose cannon, and in a situation like this, regardless of knowing the consequences could be existential, his emotional state may drive him to interfere with more than one woman, like the terrorist attack on the World Trade Center."
"That's ridiculous. Let's say he could survive the portal. How could he even find the right place and time? Your whole premise is absurd."
Piper, overwhelmed at the ordeal and apparently convinced Nick's connection with her far outweighed his ties with Carly, offered what she could, but she still wasn't grasping the gravity of the situation. Drew shook his head.
"Okay, both of you relax."
Sandy leaned against the back of her chair.
"Speculation will get us nowhere. One at a time, tell me what you know for sure so we can theoretically analyze the facts and devise a plan of action."
"Spoken like a true scientist," Drew chuckled under his breath. "Fine. I know for a fact Nick hasn't been seen or heard from since early last night, and he's been fantasizing about the portal. More importantly, I know something has changed. You of all people know I can sense shifts in the fabric of time."
He clenched his teeth, pulsating the muscle in his jaw. "Like when I knew Dad and Mom were alive despite everyone's conjecture. Besides, wouldn't you agree the best time to slip away to access the portal was when we were all hovering over Mom in the hospital?"
Piper ignored his question and spoke to Sandy.
"I know Nick feels guilty about Carly's death. He believes if he hadn't argued with her the night before the World Trade Center disaster, she wouldn't have been at Ground Zero."
She twirled a strand of her long blonde hair and bit her bottom lip.
"But I don't think he would just dive into the cove, believing he could go back in time. That's insane."
Sandy held up her hand, motioning silence again. "Okay. What I know is..." She paused a beat and gazed across the table at each of them. "I know the Tesseract activated last night, and the programmed date was September 7th, 2001.
"What the hell is a tesser... a tesseract?"
Piper collapsed into her chair. Her confused glare shifted to one of acceptance.
"Dear God."
A sense of impending doom washed over Drew, and his stomach lurched.
"He actually did it."
"How much does she know?"
Sandy tipped her head toward Piper.
"Enough to keep her pestering us indefinitely if we tried to exclude her. She has a vested interest in Nick."
Perhaps that could benefit our course of action."
Sandy glanced at Piper.
"Hello, I'm sitting right here."
Piper, clearly annoyed at being talked about, stood and stomped her foot like an impetuous child.
"Don't even try to dismiss me. I'm not going anywhere, so you might as well include me in whatever is going on, or I'll figure it out on my own. Now, what is a tesseract? How does the contraption affect Nick, and what did he do? If he's in trouble, I'm all in."
"Told you," Drew snickered. "She's a spitfire."
"Tesseract, dear. Now, please sit."
Sandy straightened Piper's chair and patted the seat.
"Lacey trusts you, and that's good enough for me. Besides, we have a lot of work ahead if we're going to correct whatever Nick has done. An additional hand couldn't hurt."
"Great, we're in agreement. Now please tell me what you're talking about."